రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 30 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 46 భస్మతాత్రియమాణాస్తాన్ ధృమాన్ వీక్షా పితామహ ఆగత తమ యామాస పుత్రాన్ భరిష్మ తోనయ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాకి. After seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes, Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Bhariswan and pacified them with words of logic. After seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes, Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Bhariswan and pacified them with words of logic. Purport. Whenever there is some uncommon occurrence on any planet, Lord Brahma, being in charge of the whole universe, immediately comes to control the situation. Lord Brahma also came when Hiranyakashipu underwent severe penances and austerities and made the whole universe tremble. A responsible man in any establishment is always alert to keep peace and harmony within the establishment. Similarly, Lord Brahma is also allowed to keep peace and harmony within this universe. He consequently pacified the sons of King Bhariswan. Good logic. Bhavajnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kayamayandadati svapadantakam. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. The Prachetas, the sons of King Prachin Bhariswan, they stayed under water for 10,000 years and were strictly following the devotional service, the austerity of devotional service. As a result, they succeeded in having darshan and the benedictions from Lord Narayan. And then after receiving his blessings, and on the order of Lord Narayan, they were preparing to get married and preparing to do their duties as a kshatriya, as kshatriyas. They were 10 in number. The mistake that has taken place here, when they came out of the water, because Father Bhariswan, after hearing the story of Puranjana Akhyan from Narada Muni, which showed life as very terrible risky and with happiness, but spoiling life birth after birth, entangled. Having met a guru like Narada Muni and having heard from him the graphic, the detailed description of the forest of material enjoyment, he became immediately alert, attentive, concerned, and he wanted to, whatever time is left, he wanted to not waste it anymore. Generally, a king, when he retires, he is supposed to put in place his successor, is it? Like Madan Mohan. Nobody knows where Madan Mohan is gone. Not like that. Any gentleman, he has to settle up things. You cannot have any irresponsible behavior. That we have renunciation, we are concerned about our spiritual life. So just sack things where they are, just abandon things. Suppose you are married, and then after that you happen to meet a devotee of the Lord. Oh my God, why did I marry? Just sack everything and disappear from the scene. No, it's a resort. When you are married and you come across the saintly people and you begin to understand that what is actually the business of life, then you can retrace your steps. All right, somehow I am married, so all right, in family life, let me practice bhakti. Because we are supposed to correct ourselves. And there is a saying, making mistakes is not an unusual thing, and making mistakes is not a bad thing, but what did you learn from those mistakes, and how you are going to deal with situation like that in future. We are bound to make mistakes, because we are, after all, we are tiny human beings with ignorance and with so many desires and so many temptations around the world. So we have desires, there are temptations from outside, and we are ignorant and we are unprepared, we have not trained ourselves. So what do you expect? If your vehicle is not good, you don't know driving well, and others also are like that, people are driving on the roads, what do you expect? Accident occasionally. Now and then, they are going to be accidents. So, from others' accidents, what are you going to learn? From the accident in your own life, suppose you run into an accident, you can do several things. Maybe I should be careful about how others are driving. You don't know that the guy coming ahead of you is a drunk. You don't know that his vehicle is in bad shape. And then he runs into you. And your vehicle and yourself may also be not fit. In that situation, you learn, yeah, now I have to take good care of my, and I have to be, wear helmet, don't chat on mobile while driving. Then if you are not expert, don't take the risk of with your so-called dare and boldness. Just don't start things. Take help of somebody. So like that, when things happen in life, a foolish man will not take lessons and continue with the same way of doing things. So much damage will happen. Another thing, when you run into an accident, very sharp, you know that these accidents cannot be avoided. That this world is a place where the accidents are bound to occur. Then the answer is, why should I become attached to this place? Why should I hang around this place? Suppose people say, we come to the ISKCON temple and we find a lot of peace and it's so nice. Then why do you stay outside at all? Why should you stay out? You go there and cut your throat and say, you come back to ISKCON and say, it is so nice to be here. People are good and the atmosphere is so peaceful. So either you come and join here or you extend the ISKCON atmosphere. It will make your home a Krishna conscious place. So the point is, if you are already married, you cannot just but you have to do what is proper to be done. And having tried all things, and others are not cooperating, then you think, no, I don't want to drown with them. So everybody is drowning in this material ocean. Everybody is suffering. And you don't want to suffer. And you don't want others also to suffer. We are reading in the Bhagavad, no responsible man want to see others suffering. Suppose somebody is trying to jump off a building and you are just there. Mujhe kya jayega? What do you lose? He is not my son. He is not my relative. Let him die. What can I do? No. If you are a gentleman and you see something nonsense is going on, and you should try to stop it. Even in an institution like this, when you see that, like, we are all devotees, not that I can or I watch everybody all the time, not possible. It is humanly impossible. But we are all working in groups. I am working and some people come to my room for giving me prasad, or the manager has some things to do with the president. Everybody may not have, but some people have. For your work, you have to come and meet me. Things like that. So similarly, you are in the kitchen. So some people are put in service. Similarly, like in the temple, in the gift shop, these are all different areas. And there is somebody and there are some other people. Together they are doing it. So I may not know what is going on in the group, in the temple or in the gift shop or in the kitchen. Studies, quarters. But if you see something odd, something bad going on, you should not think, he will become upset or she will become upset if I complain. No. Basically, either in the material world or in spiritual life, everybody is trying to improve. Even outside world, people are trying to improve. They may not know that they have to come to spiritual life and spiritually grow, spiritually improve, that they don't know. But materially they are trying to grow. Like I am 10th class, maybe I should do my 12th class. Maybe my income is only 4,000 rupees a month, which is insufficient. I have to search ways and means how I can increase my earning, you know. And I don't have basic comforts, so how can I work so that I have my basic comforts? Everybody, like there are certain daily problems. So you heat up your head, you know, daily. And, you want to make a solution. It's a daily problem. Daily you are becoming irritated. Daily it is taking your time. Daily you are having little trouble. It's a daily problem. So immediately you see that, what to do with this? The point is, if we read Bhagavad Gita, or if you associate with saintly people, you will understand. People are generally thinking that we should improve our health, we should improve our facilities, we should reduce our miseries, and we should, we are all looking for enjoyment. So, when you are doing things like this, if you have knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, then it will, this idea will come to your mind. I am wasting my time trying to improve this world, because I am not qualified to stay with God in His complete abode. There is already a nice place. Don't try to make this place a nice place. Because you don't have knowledge, you are thinking you can make this a nice place. You know, one time we were giving a class in Kurukshetra University on what to do with environmental pollution. This environmental pollution is getting on people's lives. Everything is polluted. Water, air, food. Everything is polluted. So where to start? What to do? What can be done? We were sharing the podium with several other speakers. One ISKCON Swami, and then there is some person from geophysics department, some person from chemistry department. Because there is contribution to pollution, by all these people. People who are in chemical industry, they are also part of the pollution that is going on. Physics, automobiles and all that. So the people have to make a presentation. So it was my turn to speak. So I said, the pollution is at all levels, no? And where does it start? It starts with your polluted mind. You are not a pure person. You are not a spiritual person. You are a complicated, sinful, exploitative, materialistic person. You are not supposed to be like that. You are supposed to be a Brahmin, spiritual person. So we are materialistic people. Our ideal is how to become a Brahmin. But there is no agenda like that in our education, in our government system, in our thinking. There is no goal like that. So we are all dirty minded, polluted, selfish people. And what do you expect? Simply you exploit everything. Exploiting the Mother Earth. So the result is that everything is polluted. So the cleaning starts with your own head. Not that you keep your head dirty and then go on smoking beads, driving vehicles and drinking and setting up industries and then how to correct the waste or the pollutants, which come from this your own doing. So, but that's the point anyway. That this Swamiji is just very esoteric, or is having this, their minds never thought about that. So, it did not register their heads. But people who are thoughtful, yeah, this is the point. We are spiritual and we are in a wrong place. We are trying to make this wrong place a right place. No, if you are wrong place, get out of there. Simple. Like, we'll give the example. Suppose there is dirt and filth on the roads. And it is a daily thing. What you have to do? I may remove something, but so many thousands of people, they are throwing dirt and filth, and I am the only person trying to do that. Then you better become a, what do you call that? You become a chaprasi, or you become a scavenger. That means you become a sweeper, jaduwala. You become a sweeper. That means if you are so concerned, give up your job, give up your engineering degree. I see that, you know. You have to do your job also, because you have to maintain your family, or you are specialized to do something. You did not do B.Tech just to sweep the floor. You did B.Tech to do something bigger, something more. So, what you have to do? If thousands of people are polluting the place, and I watch it, and I don't want to be contaminated myself, what can I do? Then you do what is called, you have some kind of waterproof, rainproof, or dustproof, are fireproof. So when the whole world is polluted and people are not so careful, they are not cooperative, then you have to tell, how can I escape? So you put some mask to your face, you wear shoes, and so little you can do along with your duties. Your duty is not to go around the city and clean. You have a job of yourself. You have a job. So the point is, the earth is getting polluted and people have no concern. And Bhagavad Gita says that this world will always be like this, and Krishna is giving the proposal, you get out. So we need education that teaches us renunciation. We need education that teaches us the science of devotional service. And this is the best thing you can give to others. This is the best thing. Like when the house is on fire, and your children are inside, you don't start putting water on the house. Now just grab your children by hands and just get them out of the house. My children are in the house and I should extinguish the fire of the house. Meanwhile, children are offered to the fire. Done. Dead. If coping with the fire alone, with insufficient water, and it is raging fire, what you have to do? Just take your children out and walk. So this is what is this Krishna consciousness mission is all about. It's an emergency situation. Everything is so bad all around, and one man, ten man, they are not going to do anything. It doesn't make any difference to the world. Let's correct the world. Let's do. Even if 10 people want to do. Thing is, if whatever happened, and at least you don't pile up death anymore. Other thing, over time we'll slowly clean it. At least that should be there. Don't contribute anymore pollution. And whatever pollution is there, let's work on it, because it is too much and we are too few. Number. Work on that. So the point is, hell is an incompatible place for the soul. In real life, you have to pass urine, you have to pass stool, you have to throw garbage, and you have to travel, and things will fall apart, break down. What can you do? Your bag, you use it for 5 years, 6 years. If you carefully use it, maybe you will use it for 10 years. Your vehicle, whatever, your clothes. But there will come a time when they are completely torn. You touch it and the shirt is breaking, and you have to throw it. Because that is the nature of the world. The nature of the world is everything gets destroyed in the course of time, including your body. Body is also part of material nature, except the soul. Except the soul, everything is affected, deteriorated, and destroyed by time. So, what can you do? Everything is affected by time. So, and Krishna is saying, the only solution is sarva dharman parityajya, just abandon everything and you surrender to me. Now, this is an emergency thing, because we don't know who will die when, and we don't know when we are going to die. If you think, you know, I will live for 100 years, let me go slowly, no, tomorrow you may not be there. Similarly, others, you don't know what happens to them. So what is the first thing to do? The first thing you have to do, Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, the first thing you have to do is introduce them Krishna consciousness. Other things, they have a food problem, they have a health problem, that is all right, we will work on that. But first thing is introduce Krishna consciousness. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. It's an emergency thing. Like, the emergency, they use it in offices, they use it in hospitals, emergency ward, emergency fire. The government sometimes in war time, people are all having all politics and all sense gratification, and the country is being attacked by the invaders. And the people are just having sense gratification and doing politics about it. And you lose your independence. The country is no more. You go under foreign rule. No? Then what the government will do? The government will declare emergency. Already you all have freedom. But now we are under attack. So no more freedom. You all have to do what you say. Until this emergency, this crisis is over. So, this is the situation. People may talk of many things, but devotee who has a real vision, spiritual vision, like when Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada was giving arguments, British rule, and British is not allowing us to do our things, and until we drive the British, then we can do whatever we want. But Bhaktisiddhanta, with a grave voice, he said, this thing cannot wait. This Krishna Bhakti, or preaching Krishna consciousness, it doesn't wait for any situation. Because even the country may have independence, but without Krishna consciousness, you cannot change your habits. Now you are saying, we are under foreign rule. If we have our own rule, now like India, we have our own rule. Indians are ruling the country. But what difference did it make? Exploitation is going on, poor people are poor, and people have bad habits, they still have their bad habits. So in independent India, what improvements are there? Nothing. And they say, when foreigners were ruling, they were concerned that we are foreigners, we are ruling them. If we don't give them basic things, they will revolt. But the Indians are ruling, and now they don't care even for basic needs. And you cannot drive these Indians away because they are citizens of India. Rogues, you know, these politicians who are rogues. You cannot kick them out of the country because they are Indians and they don't take to Krishna consciousness, and they are not going to do any good. Now people are thinking, now BJP will come to power. You know, say all these Congress people are now joining BJP. So, same leader is going to be there. You elect BJP, but it's all Congress people in BJP now. So, that means they left the sinking boat. Everybody is nonsense, so people recognize the date and all scandals. As I said, fortunately, elections are around the corner. Otherwise, they will continue. You will die. We will go on doing our things. But because now elections are there, the politicians are a little smart. Now people will decide, because we did all bad, they are going to kick us out. They are saying, now let's go and join the winning party, the BJP. We go and join there. But these foolish human beings, foolish people, they don't see all that. You voted Congress and same people are now in BJP, and you vote BJP, and how things are going to improve. So, the point is, we need Krishna conscious leaders. That's all. Whether it's BJP or Congress or Aam Aadmi, nobody is going to do anything for the country. Because unless people follow Krishna's instructions, there cannot be internal transformation unless you are a good person. The material nature is not going to give you nice things. If you are a bad person, material nature is going to give you slappings. It's going to give you kicks. Why things are happening like this? You have to blame yourself. Because I am a nonsense, things are happening like this. That is karma siddhanta. So, anyway, the point is here, prachatas, they are nice people, but they were in, well, youthful fervor. When you are a young man, or when you are very educated, when you have money, the Kunti Maharani, she says, Janma Aishwarya Suta Srivir Yadamana Madhav Puman Naivarhi Abhidatumvai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Kunti Maharani is saying, whenever a person is youth, youth is a power, you are a young man, a young woman. So, there are good chances that you go on a trip. Because the energies are bubbling, no? So, you want to do this, that. You are not very disciplined or sober. Because, you know, the energies, they are asking you to do this, do that. And then when you have power, when you have power, like position, immediately when you have position, there are good chances that you will misuse them. You can control people, or you pass laws. If they did, the government, they are doing laws because they have power. You may have power, but you have to do the right thing. Just because you have power, so you can do anything to fool or harm the innocent public. You are given power to do good to the public, not to misuse your power. You have money. When you have money, with money you can buy people. With money you can buy things. With money you can control situations. You can bribe people with money and get their votes. You can do that. Your money is power. So, similarly, when you have education, when you have good education, you think you are an intellectual, you are an intelligent man, so you become proud. So only complete education is spiritual education. When you have spiritual education, then you become humble. Spiritual education means becoming God conscious. That is the meaning of spiritual education. When you have spiritual knowledge, you know that I have to follow God. Only God can change things. And when I become God conscious, only things will change for me. Not as I remain demon and I want all nice things to happen. It will never happen. So Prachatas, they are young people, they are royal people, they are sons of a king, they are in youth, and they just had benedictions. They just got benedictions from God. So they are like in full power. And when they came out, they saw that the whole world is full of forest. Because father left for his salvation. He did right, because my age is getting over. So my first worry, just like if you are a student, your business is not politics, not other things in the society. Student, you think you should concentrate on studies. If you are a house lady, your first business is to take care of the house and your children. Don't poke your nose into other things. Make your home nice first. That is your business. That's why Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Sriyam Sadharma Vigana Paradharma Samishitat Sadharma Nidhanam Sriya Paradharma Bayovaha. Just you worry about yourself. Anything. You make people Krishna conscious. Am I properly Krishna conscious? Am I disciplined enough? Am I knowledgeable enough? Can I keep my word? Or I just talk? So, you worry about yourself. When you worry about yourself, that is called example. There is a saying, actions speak louder than words. Your actions will show what you are trying to teach to the people. Your actions will inspire people. I should also be doing like that. But you just speak, but you cannot follow what you are saying yourself. Then how do you expect? If you cannot follow what you say, and how can you expect others to follow what you say? You cannot yourself follow what you are saying. So everything begins with Krishna. So the Prachatas, they are materially so well. The result is that they became proud and angry. So they started destroying all the forests. And Brahmaji said, no, this is not responsible behavior. If you destroy part of the forest for agriculture, nothing bad. But you know what my powers are, and you see what I will do, and you just destroy everything. And the result is that only you will have to suffer. Unnecessarily, if you burn a forest, you will run into difficulties, problems. So from forests, you can get firewood. From forests, you can get minerals. From forests, you get fruits. You get honey, animals. If you destroy all the forests, then you don't have all these things. There is no opulence of human society. So Brahmaji saw, they can do so much nice, and they, out of pride, out of haste, they are apne pairon par kulhadi marna. You axe your own legs. What will happen? You cannot do your things. Axe your own legs. So, whenever anger or hatred, jealousy, it comes, it will harm you. So you are supposed to check it. That is part of Krishna conscious learning. You can give express to positive things, and you should suppress, or you should alter, or you should overcome the negatives. Not that you can do anything you like, do's and don'ts. What is the right thing to do? What is not the right thing to do? Discrimination. So the prachetas say they are darshan, and they can do so much good to the world, but just because they could not control their anger, they are beginning to destroy everything. Brahmaji is my God. They are spoiling their own good fortune by burning down all the forests to ashes. So similarly, we see that people are destroying nature. We see that people are destroying their life by non-Krishna conscious practices. So that's why preaching is the responsibility of a gentleman. Not that why should I take the trouble, why should I struggle to preach? No. If you are a responsible man, I should do something to this suffering humanity. I should do something to this problem. I should try to be part of the solution. Do something. So Brahmaji, now he has appeared on the scene to remind prachetas what actually they are supposed to do. So Brahmaji has started preaching to prachetas. So we are also in Brahma Sampradaya. So if our father is preaching, suppose your father is working, is an elderly man, and as a young man, you should also work, Karna. Father, 80-year-old father is working, and you sit down and do nothing, not good. Similarly, mother is working, and daughter is not doing any work, not helping the mother, not good. It's not a good etiquette, you know. So, Brahmaji is preaching. That means we should also learn. We should not see the problems in preaching. When you are running an institution, there will be problems. In your preaching, there will be some difficulties, hurdles, hardships. But you should not say, I can just sit in my home and nicely chant all day and read Bhagavatam. That. But Krishna will not be pleased. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Amara Agnya Guru Antara Idesh. He's saying, if you have taken Harinam from me, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Harinam as a solution, and you have solved your problems because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given you, and Prabhupada has given you. Now you don't have responsibility to give to others. You have. If he has not given you, you will be suffering. Because he has done some preaching, you have benefited. Then it is also your duty that by preaching I benefited so much. Now, how can I help the preaching institution? People have benefited from ISKCON. It's not that they walk away. But it is a responsibility. They give their time, they give their money, they give their intelligence, and Krishna will be more pleased with such people. People who don't preach but only practice, good, at least you are not creating problems. But better is that you practice and also preach. That is the best thing to do. Then you are doing your job by your being here on this earth. Anyone who has taken birth, Bharata Bhumila, Eila Manishya Janma, Janma Sardhaka Kari, Kar Paropakar. You should all do welfare activities for us. And preaching is the highest welfare activity. And Brahmaji has come all the way. Brahmaji is such a big man. He's staying in such a distant place. Person, But he could not see Prachetas doing all this mess of burning down the forest. And he came down to preach. So people are suffering, how everything is going on, topsy-turvy in the world. So we should always think, how can I preach so that I can do something? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jalan Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Ram Sankirtan ki.